السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. Allahumma faqihna fid din. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahman's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are just going to start with the recitation of today's lesson. So inshallah, continuing from Surah Ali Imran, starting from ayah number 178 to ayah number 185. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses, starting from ayah number 178. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء فآمنوا بالله ورسله وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا فلكم أجر عظيم ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد الذين قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا ألا نؤمن لرسول حتى يأتينا بقربان تأكله النار قل قد جاءكم رسول من قبلي بالبينات وبالذي قلتم فلم قتلتموهم إن كنتم صادقين فإن كذبوك فقد كذب رسل من قبلك جاءوا بالبينات والزبر والكتاب المنير كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 178 to ayah number 185. And inshallah, for Tajweed theory, we are just going to continue the review that we were doing of the topic of makharij. So makharij, from the word kharaja, meaning the place where the Arabic letters come out from the mouth or the throat. So we learned that there are five major areas. Alhamdulillah, we covered the throat. Now we moved on to the lisan. So in the last class, we did jim, sheen, and ya, all from the middle of the tongue, touching the upper palate or the roof of the mouth. Because all of these have the same exact makhraj, they have the middle of the tongue touching the upper palate, we have to make sure that we are making them different enough that each of them have their own unique sound. So we learned that for jim, you have more pressure, more of the tongue is pushing against the roof of the mouth. For sheen, you do not have as much pressure. And for ya, you have a very little pressure, not too much, and also not a lot of contact between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. Now, inshallah, we're going to move from the middle of the tongue to the sides of the tongue. So we have two letters mainly that are from the sides of the tongue. We have the letter lad and we have the letter lam. So inshallah, today let's go over the letter lad. Now, the letter lad is very difficult. It is the only letter in every single language that has this sound. So there is no other language on the planet that has this letter or the sound of this letter. So the letter lad is very unique to the Arabic language, and it is also very difficult to say as well. So the letter lad, many people do have difficulty with this, but inshallah, once we look at the makharij of this letter, we can see exactly what we need to do in order to get the correct sound of the letter lad. So for the letter lad, as was mentioned, we are going to use the sides of the tongue, specifically the back sides of the tongue, and the back sides of the tongue are going to touch the upper side gums. So now I want you to imagine, you can say the letter lad as well, and then you can visualize more properly, but you're just going to take the sides of your tongue. Okay, so this is the whole side of your tongue from one back. So you have your molars, so that side, the tip of your tongue, and the other side of your tongue. So we're going to use both sides and the tip. Now, something that's very important for the letter lad is you're going to have strong pressure, especially on the back sides. So you should not be having a lot of pressure on the tip of your tongue. What happens when you put pressure on the tip of your tongue is the lad becomes very light. So if I say lad, I'm using the back sides. If I say dad, now I'm using the tip of my tongue. So you can hear how that sound switched. It became from very heavy to very light. So we want to make sure that we are not using the tip of the tongue too much. You are going to feel light pressure. That is okay. That is actually the makhraj of the letter lad, but you do not want too much pressure. So this is the number one mistake that people make. When it comes to the letter lad, they press too much against the tip of the tongue. So inshallah, if you need to say this letter, you can say it on your own and you can see where exactly are you feeling that pressure. So when I say the letter Lod, I should feel that it is pressing against my molars. It is pressing against the upper side of my gums. I should not feel that it is pressing on the tip of my tongue. So the tip of your tongue should have very light pressure. If you apply too much pressure, the letter Lod is going to sound very light. So we want to go away from that light sound and bring it a little bit more towards the back of the tongue, where it is going to be a little bit more heavier. Now, one thing that is special about the letter Lod is that you can change the makhraj a little bit depending on what you are comfortable with. So we learned that for the letter Lod, the makhraj is going to be the back sides of the tongue touching the upper side gum. So the tongue is going to press against the roof of your mouth. Now, something that is special about Lod is that you can use either the left side or you can use the right side, or you can use both sides. So when we say side of the tongue, you actually do have the choice of choosing whichever side is easy for you. So this should not affect the sound of the letter, inshallah. It should sound the same no matter where it is coming from, as long as you are using the side of the tongue. So you can experiment on your own, see what is comfortable for you. For some people, they find that the tongue naturally moves to the left side. So you're going to have pressure only on the left side of the tongue, a little bit of pressure on the tip. Or for some people, it's more on the right side. So you're going to feel more pressure on the right side of the mouth. For me and for many other people as well, they use both sides. So there's no correct way. There's no wrong way. Whatever is easier for you, whatever is more comfortable for you, you can go ahead and use that side. So for this, there's no specific side that you need to use. You don't need to use both sides. You can only use one if that's easy. Just experiment, find whatever is comfortable for you, and then you can go ahead and use that side. So for me, like I said, I do use both sides, but for some people, they find the left is more comfortable, for others, right is more comfortable. And again, you can use any of these three, whichever is easier for you. So inshallah, let's just read this letter one more time with all the harakat, Dad. And inshallah, you can repeat Bod, and then see exactly where you are feeling the pressure. So I am feeling pressure on the back sides of my tongue, a little bit of pressure on the tip, again, not too much. Li. And now even for the kasra, you are going to see that the letter Lod is a heavy letter. La. Li. Du. You are feeling that the mouth has a feeling of fullness. You are having pressure against the back of the tongue, and the back of the tongue is also being raised. So the letter Lod is part of Ghussa, Dalt, and Qil. These are the heavy letters. Inshallah, we will cover that in more detail. For now, you just need to know that the letter Lod is a very heavy letter. So when we say the letter Lod, you are going to feel the back of the tongue is being raised, almost as if your mouth has a feeling of fullness, that there's air inside of your mouth. So it's going to be very heavy. Lod. Li, lu. So again, strong pressure on the back of your tongue, light pressure on the tip of your tongue. Now, if you are having difficulty with this letter and you are not completely sure how to say this letter, what you can do for now is that you can take your tongue and kind of press it between your two teeth. So don't bite down too hard. You don't want to hurt yourself, but just gently push the tongue in between the teeth. So just bite down on the side of your tongue, and this is the sound that you're going to need for the Lod. Da. Da. So you can kind of hear I'm biting down between my two teeth. I just had my tongue wedged in there to kind of train myself to know where exactly I'm supposed to apply pressure. Then once you get the feel for this, you don't have to bite down. But just for now, if anyone is having difficulty, that is an exercise that you can do to kind of get a feel for where exactly you should be having pressure. So again, you can have either the left side, or you can have the right side, or you can have both sides. So you need the back side of the tongue. You're just going to touch the upper side gums. And for now, if you do need a little bit of practice, you can wedge your tongue in between your teeth just to train your tongue to know where it's supposed to go. And then once you get the hang of it, you don't have to do that anymore. You can just apply that pressure. So again, just one more time, very light pressure on the tip of your tongue. We don't want too much pressure. We don't want to make the sound light. So if I do apply more pressure, you're going to see how the sound changes. Ba, li, du. So now it's very light, and you're feeling that it's very light as well. So we're not going to have very heavy pressure on the tip, just very light pressure. And then on the backs, especially, we're going to apply strong pressure. Again, you can choose either left side, right side, or both, whatever is comfortable for you. Do experiment, see what's easier for you. For some people, they also switch in between the different ones. I do this sometimes. So one side I'll use left, and then the next time I recite, I'll use the right side. Sometimes I'll use both. This is also okay. It should not change the sound of the letter. So whatever side that you use, it should be okay as long as you are using one of the sides and you are not using the tip of your tongue. Also, Dad is a heavy letter, so again, we do want to make sure the mouth has that feeling of fullness and that we are raising the back of the tongue. So alhamdulillah, that was the letter Dad. This is a letter that is a little bit more difficult. So if you do need to practice, please circle it in your Quran. Try to go back to it as often as you can. Repetition makes the letters perfect. So you need to do it over and over again. Circle, highlight, underline, whatever you need to do. Every single Dad or any letter that you're having difficulty with, every time you see it in the Quran, just try to spend a little bit more time on it. And inshallah, that is going to help you perfect the sound of the letter. So inshallah, we do want to make sure that we are trying to improve. So alhamdulillah, that was the letter Dad. Inshallah, now let's move on to the analysis of these verses. So we're going to start from ayah number 178. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. So here I just see the word يَحْسَبَنَّ. Ha is going to be from the throat. Allow a little bit of air to escape because it does have sukun. And then here كَفَرُوا, this is going to be a four count mad. أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ ليزدادوا إثما. ليزدادوا, this is again going to be a four count mad. إثما, if I stop here, I'm just going to make this a two count mad. This is known as مد العواد. So I'm just going to make this a two count mad. Drop the تنوين. If you are continuing, you can connect them. إثما ولهم. But because I stopped, I'll just make it a two count mad. ولهم عذاب مهين. ما كان الله, Allah here is going to be heavy. ليظهر المؤمنين, that is light. را is going to be heavy. مؤمنين على ما أنتم. So على, this is two count. ما, this is going to be four count mad. حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب. خا is going to be heavy. طيب, ضا is going to be heavy. Ba is going to have قلقلة. Allow a little bit of that bouncing sound on the sukun with ba. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ. So كان الله, Allah here is heavy. لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ, طَ is going to be heavy. طَ is also a letter of قَلْقَلَ, قُطُبْ جَد. Allow a little bit of that bounce. عَلَى الْغَيْبِ, غَيْن is going to be heavy. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ, Allah again is going to be heavy. يَجْتَبِي, جِيم is going to have قَلْقَلَ. مِنْ رُسُلِهِ, رَ is going to be heavy. مَنْ يَشَاء, this is going to be a four count med. حَمْزَة is going to have a little bit of nabr, so allow that jerking sound to come. Abruptly stop on the hamza. Yesha. So you want to make sure that you have a little bit of that jerk at the end. Don't allow your meds to kind of go off into the void. So don't say yesha. Now you don't hear that hamza at all. Make sure you have that audible hamza. Yesha. So have a little bit of that jerk at the end when you have Hamza with sukun. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ, the name of Allah here is going to be light. وَرُسُلِهِ, ra is going to be heavy. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Jim here is going to have قَلْقَلَ, it is part of قُطُبْ جَد. عَظِيم, ra is going to be heavy. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ, ba is going to have قَلْقَلَ, kha is going to be heavy. بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, بِمَا, this is for count mad. آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah is going to be heavy. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, Dad is going to have no قَلْقَلَ. So don't bounce on this Dad. It is heavy, but it is not a letter of قَلْقَلَ. So we're not going to say فَضْلُ. فَضْلِهِ, just rest on the Dad. Make sure it is heavy. هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, خَا is heavy, رَا is heavy. بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ, رَا is going to be heavy. سَيُطَوَّقُونَ, so طَ here is heavy, وَاو is light, قَاف is heavy. طَوَّقُونَ, so make sure وَاو does not become heavy. مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, وَلِلَّهِ, the name of Allah here is going to be light. مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, رَا is going to be heavy. وَالْأَرْضِ, رَا again is heavy. ضَاد does not have قَلْقَلَ, so do not bounce, but you do want to rest on it, make sure that it's heavy. وَالْأَرْضِ, so just rest on the ضَاد without having too much of a bouncing sound. And then in the next ayah, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. Allah here is going to be heavy. قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. This is for count mad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ. Allah is heavy. فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. So again, when you have this mad, make sure you have a little bit of that jerking sound on the hamza. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. This is for count mad. بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And then ending here on the qaf, you are going to have قَلْقَلَ. It is part of قُطُبْ جَد. So you make sure that you have a little bit of that bounce. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ. The name of Allah here is going to be heavy. لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. قَالُوا. This is for count mad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ. Allah is heavy. عَهِدَ إِلَيْنَا. إِلَيْنَا. This is for count mad. أَلَّا نُؤْمِنَ لِرَسُولٍ. Ra is going to be heavy. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَنَا بِقُرْبَانٍ. قَاف is heavy. Ra is heavy. تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارُ. Ra is heavy. قُلْ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. This is a four count mad. رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِي. قَاف is heavy. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَبِالَّذِي قُلْتُمْ. فَلِمَ قَتَلْتُمُوهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. صَاد is heavy. قَاف is heavy. فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. رَاء is going to be heavy. قَبْلِكَ. قَاف is heavy. بَاء has قَلْقَلَ. جَاءُوا. This is four count mad. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. This is again for count mad. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And then ending here on ta' marbuta, make sure you have a little bit of that air escaping. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ. So both of these ha, make sure they are from the throat. So we don't want to say زُحْزِحَ. We want to make sure that we have a little bit more air. زُحْزِحَ. So from the throat. عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Dunya, this is for count mad. إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. غَيْن is heavy. Ra is heavy. And then at the end as well, Ra is going to be heavy. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 178 to ayah number 185. And inshallah, in the next class, we will just continue with our topic of makharij, moving on to the letter lam. So alhamdulillah, now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.